Topics during the 90-minute session included accountability, transparency, reform, and how to repair strained relations between residents and police after last summer's protests and three recent fatal shootings involving people of color at the hands of officers. Elaine Bryant spoke first. In her 21st year of law enforcement, Bryant currently serves as a deputy chief in Detroit and sees similarities in Columbus.
We've had a civilian oversight board since the 70s, so that's something that I've had my entire career. I have a great relationship with our Board of Police Commissioners. We work with them all the time. We work with them in regards to our policy reviews. We work with them in regards to our oversee of our disciplinary process. They are huge supporters of the police, because we've had an opportunity to develop those relationships, and they know that we're all about the business of making sure that our police officers are held accountable. We also have been through a consent decree.
Bryant described herself as relentless and a problem solver who would increase community involvement in policing, decrease crime, and raise the police division's morale.
You have to build your trust and your relationship with the community, and it does not happen overnight. You have to humanize that badge. A lot of people look at police officers and they see the uniform and they say, oh, they're a cop. But they're mothers, they're fathers, they're uncles, they're brothers. So one of the first things you want to do is take them out of their element, put them in a neutral spot, do some restorative justice programs, allow the community and the police officers to have those conversations so that they can say, hey, this is what I felt when this occurred. Or they can say, that the police officers can say, this is what I meant, or this is what I was feeling when this happened, because a lot of times they just make assumptions about them.
Derek Diggs serves as police chief in Fort Myers, Florida, and also led Toledo's police division, and has the most experience of the four with 44 years in law enforcement.
It's about leadership, and it's about setting the expectation for the people that work underneath you. But you can't hold officers accountable unless you give them the training and education that they need. And you have to have supervision, and you hold them accountable through your supervisors. And when officers fall below those expectations, then you take the appropriate action, the corrective actions. It could be discipline, it could be counseling. The other part of it is embrace civilian oversight.
Diggs said he would take a cultural diagnosis of the entire police division and encourage officers to show some empathy when possible.
In most situations, citizens, officers, interactions, and contact is the most traumatic experience for these citizens out here. It's very rare for citizens to interact with a police officer, and it's very traumatizing, and it's very difficult for them. So show some empathy.
Avery Moore serves as an assistant chief in Dallas and has 30 years in law enforcement. Moore has been the most proactive, already visiting Columbus to meet with stakeholders and residents.
So what I know from their testimony is there is an issue when it comes to trusting the police department. So I think we have to start there. So I sowed some seeds, and I promised them that as their chief, we would definitely have a relationship. It has to start with robust conversation that we're not afraid of as it relates to racism, systemic racism, whatever the issue is. The consensus from all my meetings was they want to be included. They want to feel a part of the policing process. We talk about community policing, which is good, but we forget the very first word, which is community.
Moore says he also met with police officers who are ready to change but want consistent leadership. He pledged to listen, learn, and lead.
The community is not our enemy. It really is an us. So we need to embrace that. I've embraced the city of Columbus, I've embraced you, and I just ask that you embrace me and we embrace each other. Let's go out and have some fun. Policing doesn't have to be hard. It's not about enforcement, it's about engagement. And that's great. Let's go out and say hi, smile at people, have a good time. And when it's time to put the bad guys in jail, we will.
After 25 years in law enforcement, Yvonne Roman co-founded the 30 by 30 initiative, which seeks to increase the representation of women in police recruit classes to 30% by 2030. As Newark, New Jersey police chief, she helped negotiate a consent decree between that city and the Department of Justice. But Roman said she'd enter the Columbus job with an open mind.
I think it takes a sense of humility and a sense of self to know that you don't have all the answers. And too often police officers work in silos, we're insular, and that hinders innovation and progress in police departments. So I pride myself in being a lifelong learner, and that's led me to embrace science. It takes courage to admit when something's not working, right? And that's what science allows you to do, to evaluate a program and see, is it truly doing what it's intended to do? Or does it cause harms to communities and to relationships?
Roman said the community wants accountability, not excuses, when it comes to law enforcement.
We will learn from our wins, but most importantly, from our failures, so that they don't continue to repeat over and over again. We will be transparent in what we do and the decisions that we make and the policies that we create. And we're going to do that by building trust and having you engage in our process with us, so that we do create the police department that Columbus can be proud of and stand behind.
Columbus Mayor Andy Ginther has said he'd like the next police chief in place by the end of this month. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.